Bill, I have to laugh right now because Kevin Richter, our producer, does the show rundown every day.
Correct.
And maybe the guys in the studio can read the very top of this page. What does it say up there for 135? Rugby hunks.
Rugby hunks. That's the three of you. You all qualify as rugby hunks.
Well, what do you think?
I think, Kevin, you're right. So the thumbs up on the assessment there. We have Tommy Bow in the studio.
Yes.
How are you?
All good, thank you. Thanks, nice to be here.
You're from Ireland, are you?
Yes, from Ireland.
My 16-year-old son, Michael, is going to Ireland for spring break. Is he going to love it? He's going with his school choir, not with rugby.
Really? Okay.
They're singing at
St.
Patrick's Cathedral and things
Dublin,
like that.
Yeah,
yes.
Very nice. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, he love it. He love it.
Ireland is beautiful?
Very nice place. Yeah, I don't know if he might not come back.
Oh.
And he's got red hair.
He's
so
got to come back.
He looks like he fits right in.
We're sending him there to pick up Shamrock Shakes. We like him fresh, so he has to come back.
Okay, perfect. Well, then.
And who's Ryan Crotty? Ryan Crotty. You're from New Zealand.
Dude right, yes.
Dude right, yes?
Yes, ma'am. I am from New Zealand. Yeah.
I thought you called
Kiwi
me dude. That
absolutely.
Was awesome. You're a second 5/8 for the New Zealand All Blacks. What's second 5/8?
You seem taller than that. You seem
taller
much taller, yeah.
You don't have to be taller or short to play that position. No,
what does that? That's the position. That's what that refers to. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's back. So they're the fast, handsome looking ones. Not like the forwards up front. It's kind of,
those guys are hideous.
Yeah, Tommy, you're a wing. What do you say about the second 5/8?
We just call them a center. Makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier. These Kiwis like to mix things up a little bit.
And Paul Lasike.
Yes.
Chicago Bears reserve running back,
yep.
And native New Zealander, yes. Former rugby player. You do not have a position listed. Are you not playing at this particular moment?
Yeah, no. I was with the Chicago Bears last season on the practice squad for the season. And so, you know, my connections, I was born and raised in New Zealand. Always been an All Black fan, obviously. I grew up wanting to be an All Black. And so to see them come into Chicago, into the home field, is going to be an exciting experience.
No offense to Tommy, but the All Black team is considered to be the world's team, right? That's the team that most of the world,
yeah,
not the entire world, but most of the world is rooting for, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping
depends
Chicago not. I hope the Irish connections in Chicago will be turning out in green.
Yeah.
So the All Blacks are up against the USA Eagles November 4th at Toyota Park. That's in Bridgeview. New England will play Ireland on November 5th, what did I say?
New Zealand.
There's two New Zealand teams coming out. We've got a team, the New Zealand Māori, and that's a native team to New Zealand. So they play in a few international fixtures throughout the year, and they're playing the USA at Toyota Park.
Okay, I gotcha.
This is a big deal. I mean, in the world of rugby, these are some major games, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't get. That's a pretty big
test. It's as big as big gets.
All Blacks in Ireland are two of the top teams in the world. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome to be able to bring the sport of rugby to Chicago.
Now, what are we getting it more? I mean, we really are finally starting to get the whole rugby thing, aren't we?
Yeah. It's,
Last year, huge display. We had some other rugby players up, and people were calling in saying, you know, Bill, Wendy, how do you not know about rugby? It's making its name now, isn't it?
Yeah,
slowly but surely?
It's picking up, especially with now sevens rugby being in the Olympics. I think that's really kicked things into gear over here.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite funny. A lot of people we talked to didn't really know what was going on, but then they started to really enjoy the big hits and the fast running and the skill sets that the players are showcasing. Is there
like a basic primer to what we need to know? Like, how do you score points? What needs
Make
to
a
be
goal?
Done? Is that what it is? Are you scoring a goal in rugby?
It's a try.
A try.
A try.
Yeah.
It's like a touchdown in American football, except you have to touch the ball on the ground. So that's
you do.
A try. And you get 5 points for that.
Okay.
And then you get your kick a goal after that. A little
like
bit
an extra point.
Yeah, exactly. So you get 2 points for that. So if you score, you get 7 points then for that. And then for penalties, you get 3 points. So that's pretty much
that's all you need to know.
System. Yeah,
that's,
pretty much it.
So if football and soccer had a baby, it would be rugby pretty much or no?
Yes.
kind of. Yeah, kind of.
And
we'll
no helmets. You guys don't wear helmets.
No
Do you
helmets,
have any?
No pads.
But now, are you guys concerned now with this whole NFL thing and all these athletes with the brain injuries? And a lot of people say it's because of the helmets because they feel they can just run right into each other. Do you guys have any fear for not being helmeted up?
No, I guess if you're not helmeted up, you don't go leaning in with your head. So
exactly.
You use your shoulders and things like that to tackle. Some guys still like to try and tackle with their heads, and it doesn't usually work out too well. But
unfortunately, sometimes you catch the odd elbow or knee on your head whenever you do time it wrong. But I think it's obviously the whole concussion thing is a massive talking point at the minute, but I suppose it's bringing a lot of awareness to it. So now the medical facilities and that sort of stuff has been really stepped up, which is great for the people who are playing.
And it's happened everywhere. It's not just football. We were talking earlier this morning about girls' soccer.
Right.
That, you know, hitting the ball, doing a header. What's it called when you do that?
Yeah, that's a header. That's a header. You hit the ball with your head.
That has been causing some...
Really?
And, I mean, isn't that ball soft?
I mean, apparently not. I think soccer...
not soft enough.
People have been heading balls for years.
Yeah.
So,
you're not afraid. This
see, they're
scare
laughing
you.
At this, but I know. I kind of am, too.
I don't know if that's a bit of a... It doesn't sound too good on the radio, what I just said. But yeah, listen, I don't think that it's... I don't think it's something that has damaged people in the past, but of course it's something that maybe needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
Our news guy, Steve Bertrand, is up there, and he had said that earlier, like soccer's been played all over the country, mainly in other parts of the country, not here, for so many years, and there's been no issue, and now all of a sudden any sport can have this
of course.
Effect.
Yeah. To be as good as you guys are at the game of rugby, you probably started when you were 4 or 5 years old, didn't you?
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I was 4 or 5 years old when I started playing. Growing up in New Zealand, it's what you do. It's a part of our culture. I used to play in the morning and then go watch my dad play and then go down to the rugby club and play after
and
that.
And play more.
Yeah.
Was your dad a pro player or just for fun?
Dad played a lot of club stuff. He played to a semi-professional level, but I just, you know, grew up and wanted to be like him, so that's why I started playing rugby.
Could you tell at the ages of 4 or 5 that you guys had a little extra and you could make it as a professional player? Was it that obvious that young, or did that happen later?
For me in Ireland, I played rugby from a young age, but I played so many different sports.
Yeah.
We kind of have so many. We have a local sport, Gaelic football, hurling. We have soccer. We have everything.
What's the hurling again?
So it's where you run around with a stick and try and it's like... it's like
and there's no pinata, Wendy. It's just a stick, and they don't know what they're doing.
You have a ball, and you just try it. So it's kind of like
lacrosse, kind of, or
kind
no?
of like lacrosse, except on a football pitch. Yeah. So and you kind of hit it over the bar. We could be here all day trying to explain the rules of that one.
What's that little thing on ice that you try and use the little brushes?
That's Scotland. That's curling. Curling.
Look at they're making fun of Scotland because they don't have a representative here from Scotland.
Exactly. Right. Scots, what are they at? That's not a sport. Only joking.
Baby could do that. Come on, that's easy. What about Paul? You're the best person to ask because you're playing two sports professionally right now. When you go back and forth between rugby and football, is that an easy transition or not?
I was doing that at college. Obviously, I can't do it now because I was under contract with the Chicago Bears. But when I was in college, yes, I would do rugby in the winter semester, then football in the fall semester.
And so, no downtime.
It was kind of no downtime. There's there's similarities and differences between the two, but the biggest one for me in college was, aside from like the differences of the game, was the conditioning. When I'm playing rugby, I'm about 220.
Yeah.
When I'm playing football, I'm about 250.
So. Wow.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Especially when you do them in the same day because you got to gain or lose 30 pounds in the afternoon. That's not easy.
So it'll take me 3 or 4 games in the winter to kind of get into rugby shape or more, you know. So
why the big discrepancy in weight? I know a different position, but my brother played rugby in college at ISU, and he was a hooker. Is that a position, or was he just kind of loose with the women? I'm not sure which.
I don't know that.
Now, what is a hooker? Is that like a running back kind of thing in football, or no?
A hooker would be equivalent to a center. You know, the one that hikes the ball.
Okay.
That's what pretty much, because you can compare the sports kind of the positions. So, the offensive lineman in football would be the forward pack in rugby. So you can kind of compare them. So a hooker in rugby, he's the one right in the middle of the scrum. Most people know what a scrum is.
Yeah.
So they play equivalent to what a center does in football. It's the dirty work.
And what was your position in rugby as opposed to football?
I was inside center or second 5'8" that you mentioned in rugby, and then I was a fullback in football.
So you would have to lose the weight because your speed was needed more than the bulk for
football.
Yeah, exactly.
In football, you know, as a fullback, you know, you're lead blocking, so I got to be kind of a bit heavier than when I'm in rugby. You know, you're running a lot more, and it's hard to carry around 260 on the field.
Isn't it hard to diet, though?
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, rugby's so much running that I could probably lose weight just going to practices and stuff. The practices, there's a lot more running in rugby than there is in football.
Since you put in some time with the Bears, how long would Jay Cutler last on a rugby field? That would be pretty, would it?
I don't know.
Two seconds?
Yeah, it's such a different sport. Yeah, sure. It's hard to even imagine. But he'd play a first 5'8", which is kind of what Ryan does. Those are the similar positions, the playmaking positions.
And he'd have to learn to throw the ball to another team in a whole new sport.
Okay, come on. Now, listen, Paul is on the reserves, the Chicago Bear reserves. Yeah. He's not going to break bad.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah, a quick break. And there are more talk with rugby hunks.
It says that right here.
It
on
says
our
it right
schedule.
On the sheet. I'm
Written
not making
by a
that
guy,
up.
Kevin.
Yeah, how about that? Stick around.
Thanks,
if you have
Kevin.
Any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Some days, our show doesn't have any rugby hunks at all, but today, we have three rugby hunks.
The boys are back in town. Thin Lizzy is an Irish band, and we have Tommy Bowe, a wing for the Irish team in rugby.
Yes.
Big Thin Lizzy fan?
Big Thin Lizzy
really?
Fan. I've actually met a few of them before. They've come to a few matches. So,
oh,
yeah.
How about that? How about Morrissey? You like him?
Morrissey, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Van Morrison, he's
Van
Irish.
Van Morrison, yeah.
He's all right.
Big fan of Van Morrison.
Elvis Costello.
Elvis.
The Frosted Lucky Charms guy, do you like him?
Oh, he's my favorite.
He's good.
Yeah.
Magically Delicious,
yep,
I hear.
He's very good.
Ryan Crotty, second 5/8 for the New Zealand All Blacks. And who's some famous Kiwis, some famous New Zealanders?
Oh, Sirdman Hillary. He's probably as famous as they get.
Yep.
First man up Mount Everest.
On Mount Everest, yep. He was good.
Athletes.
Wendy, you don't
all
like
the
him?
Athletes. No, I think he's fine. I was going more for the musician end of things,
but that's okay.
I understand
Lord.
He sang when he reached the top.
Lord.
Yeah,
she's good.
Oh,
she's
Lord.
Fantastic.
That's right. And Paul Lasique, a Chicago Bears reserve running back and native New Zealander, former rugby player. Now, you guys are doing a lot of press today because the big announcement came out. The All Blacks playing the USA Eagles on November 4th at Toyota Park. And then New Zealand will play Ireland on November 5th at Soldier Field as well. If you want the complete lineup, you can go to therugbyweekend.com.
Yep. Ryan, you're upset with us about something, but you wouldn't tell us what until we got back on air. What are you upset about?
Oh, I was just walking in here admiring this beautiful building, and I noticed there was a lot of stones, and each stone was from a different country or
correct.
Different part of the world. I was just wondering where the one from New Zealand was.
I don't know.
Did you walk around the whole building?
Yeah, twice.
The other side, too?
Yeah, it was freezing.
Tribune Tower has all these wonderful artifacts from different places around the world.
Yeah.
There's nothing from New Zealand?
Nothing. We've got some great rocks and stones as well. I can't believe you.
Could you please bring us
one.
Some?
Yeah, next time.
And we'll scotch tape it to the building.
You should have had it in your pocket. Taking it from a nice rock.
Duct tape works for everything.
Yeah, we can make that happen. Please help
super
us out
glued
with that.
On the wall.
Yeah.
What was there from Ireland? Did you notice something?
Walls of Derry, yeah. There was one there, so very good.
All right, so you're represented. Well, our apologies, but we will make this right. We will find a way to make that happen.
I think I'll get over it.
We can get like a fossilized kiwi bird or something.
Oh, that'd be all right.
And put that in the wall.
All right,
I don't
work.
Mean to be disrespectful.
Paul, I have to ask you, I know you were a member of the reserve, the Bears team last year. Matt Forte is no longer a Bear. Did you get a chance to meet him or work with him?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on the practice squad. So you have the 53 active man roster, then you have 10 practice squad players.
Yeah.
Usually they're rookies and development players. And his locker was two lockers around.
Was it?
Yeah, so it was him and then Jeremy Langford and then myself and then Kadeem Carey. So all of the running backs and fullbacks were together. So I've met him. I mean, yeah, like we had meetings every day together. So, I mean.
What a phenomenal player. He will be greatly missed by the city.
Man. Yeah.
That's too bad they couldn't find a way to bring him back.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Great person as well.
Too bad.
We have a listener who just texted us, Bill, because I don't think we get the extremeness of this, the gigantic thing. Just to let you know how big this game is, Ireland has never beaten New Zealand, but last time they played in 2013, it was 22-24, and New Zealand won in the last 30 seconds of the game with a breakaway try. Is that true?
And guess who scored?
Who
would that be? Ryan, did you score it? Did you really? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, but since then I've had to apologize to every Irishman I've ever
seen. He upset a lot of Irish people. That
sure,
day.
Of course.
That was our day. That was our day.
So okay. In Ireland, where in pubs where there's dartboards, your picture would be in the middle of that, I'm guessing.
Wow. So I think there's a few, definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
So 22-24, you did explain it, though, that it's a lot of points for a try. right? Yeah, so it gets to be a high-scoring game.
I think it finished, Ryan's try made it 22-22, and then they had a kick then to win.
Shouldn't a try, because a try indicates you attempted it, shouldn't it be called a made it or something like that?
Because
you
actually,
yeah, because you were successful. A try doesn't sell it.
I did try, but that's a new one.
I'm
going to
bring that up to the rugby council. All right.
Now, which one of you have been to Chicago before?
Yeah, I've been to Chicago.
Ryan, you have?
Yep.
Not you, Tommy,
or
Paul?
Yeah, I've been
obviously. The Bears, yes. Yeah. So, Ryan, if you had some time to hang out, where would you show Tommy to hang out?
Yeah, we went to the Blackhawks game.
Pretty
fun. Last time we were here, and it was... watching ice hockey on TV is pretty cool, but going to a live game, it was
nothing awesome. More exciting.
Oh,
except rugby.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nah, so I'd definitely take him to a Blackhawks game, especially because they're such a good team as well. So,
all right, Chicago's known for their pizza, their Italian beef sandwiches. What is New Zealand known for? Food-wise.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. Wait, I thought that was the Ireland thing, fish and chips.
Potatoes.
Just potatoes. Can you put butter on them?
You can put whatever you want on them. Yeah, yep, that's it.
Just potatoes.
When your son comes over, he's going to have his fill of potatoes.
All right, good to know. And what's the drinking age, by the way, in Ireland?
Six.
What age is he?
He's 16, but he's going with the school. They
probably
can't drink.
Not legally drinking Guinness then. I don't think. You're okay.
He's going with the school, though. They're not going to let him drink.
No. Probably not.
All right, but is there a drinking age in Ireland?
Yeah, 18.
Oh, there is 18.
Yeah, 18. Yeah.
You said 6.
I thought it was 6. They must have just changed it.
Maybe the odd parent lets their son have a
I think you're getting that confused with Wisconsin.
Right, I was thinking of Wisconsin. And Guinness is the official beer of everything Irish, right?
That's pretty much us.
That's what you get.
We're brought up on it and potatoes.
Served warm, though, or served at room temperature, or served how?
Cold.
You get it cold then?
Yeah, like a nice cold.
Because I was in England a few years ago, and they like to sell me on the idea of warm beer.
No,
that's not good for you.
No, it's not good.
No.
They're just making an excuse that their fridge are broken or something.
And what's a good New Zealand beer?
Oh, Steinlager is pretty good. I'll plug the sponsors as well. They're also our sponsors.
Oh. Steinlager?
Steinlager.
I can't understand the language.
What kind of beer is that? How is that brewed up?
It's a lager.
What style is
lager,
it? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste too bad for you.
No? All right.
Come over and try it.
All right. Talk me into it.
When do we go?
Tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
We'll leave with you guys.
Tommy Bow, wing for the Irish team. We're talking rugby, and we're talking with rugby hunks. Ryan Crotty, second 5/8 for the New Zealand All Blacks. And Paul Lasique, Chicago Bears reserve running back and native New Zealander, former rugby player. What's the word about you being with the Bears? When could that happen?
I signed a future contract with them after last season, so I'll be back in April.
Excellent.
I'm out in Utah, California right now, finishing my last semester of school, and so I'll be back to give it another crack.
What's your major in school? What are you studying?
I exercise and wellness.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that all ties in nicely.
Yeah, very, I love sports, so I want to stick in there.
Good.
And you guys are professional athletes. You're not in college, are you too?
No, I wish we have universities and things in New Zealand. Nothing like the college system you guys have here.
You didn't study that hard?
Well, I have my degree.
Oh, well,
so I'm all right. Yeah,
excellent.
But,
what's your degree
work
in?
Construction engineering. So
will you go to
that
when your playing days are over? Is that your goal to go back to that?
Come here and get into the construction industry, maybe. Yeah,
done.
Maybe we'll get the Olympics by then, and you can build some structures for that.
Perfect. If you want a leaning tower, then I'm your man.
All right, we'll keep you in mind, Tommy. All right, if you'd like to find out about rugby, and a lot of listeners are really excited about what's going to be happening at Soldier Field, New Zealand and Ireland up against each other November 5th, and then November 4th, Toyota Park, the Maori All Blacks play the USA Eagles. If you want more information on tickets and any info, therugbyweekend.com. Tommy, Ryan, Paul, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Great
thank
to you. See all of you. We'll take a quick break, and then Steve with the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.